Today, we'd like to see the title of a conditional promise. Condition meaning a certain requirement in order to the promise to be coming out. So that is called a condition. So before starting the Second Chronicle chapter 6 verses 1 through 17, we want to see three questions. Number one, in verse 8, your heart. What heart is God talking about? In verse 8, your heart. What heart is God talking about? Question 2. What are the forms and contents in Solomon's public prayer? From verses 12 through 17. What should we learn? So question 2. What are the forms and contents in Solomon's public prayer? In verses 12 through 17, what should we learn? Last question. In the text, how many conditional divine promises are there? What are they? Question 3. In the text, how many divine conditional promises are there? What are they? The Second Chronicles was written in 403 before Christ. Basically, the Chronicles' main theme is about the purity, without compromise with any idols or anything, just a pure heart toward God. The second thing is a theocracy. The Chronicles' main theme is a theocracy. What is a theocracy? Theocracy is the government over God, by God, for God. That's called theocracy. How about democracy? Democracy is the government over the people, by the people, for the people. That's called democracy. But here it talks about theocracy. God controls Israel people for God Himself. So Israel people belong to God. That's a theocracy. In the Bible, the God teaches us our Christian life also in theocracy. We should follow the separate direction, also the teaching of the Word of God. The last one is also the Second Chronicles talks about Judah's genealogy. Why? For Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came from Judah tribe. Israel or Jacob had 12 sons. One of them, the first son's name Judah. So David the king comes from Judah. Also Jesus Christ come from Judah. So therefore, the Second Chronicles really focus on genealogy for Judah, because Jesus Christ came from Judah bloodline. Today, basically the background says Solomon built up temple. Actually, David, Solomon's father, David the king. David the king wanted to build up the temple, but God did not allow David to build up the temple of God. Because David believed, David participated in war so many times. So many people were bleeding. So that's why, you know, God doesn't want David the king to build up his house, his temple. So, but God accepted David's heart. David really wanted to devote huge, beautiful temple for God the Father. So Solomon built the house of God or the temple. So basically, first talking about Solomon preached or delivered a sermon to the people of Israel. The second topic is Solomon prayed to God about the dedication of the temple. So right here, then Solomon spoke to him. Solomon the king of Israel. Solomon the king spoke to Israel people. The Lord said he would dwell in the dark clouds. I have surely built you an exalted house and a place for you to dwell in forever. Solomon said the Lord, he would dwell in the dark cloud. Why, you know, he talked about? Because at that time, the moving temple is called as a tabernacle. So tabernacle is like a tent, like a tent. So moving temple is called as a tabernacle. So tabernacle has a door. Door always at the east side, because the sun is rising east side. So then the main entrance door coming there, a little southbound side, their altar. Altar is the sacrificing place. So the altar, then inside the holy place, you may enter into the holy place. Holy place, right side or north side, they are, you know, bread. How many bread? There are 12 bread are there. So each bread stand for each tribe of Israel. So then, you know, left hand side or south side, there are seven candles are there. Then just before curtain, but beyond the curtain, they are called is the holy of holies, or the most holy place. Is there ark? Ark is like a square box, square wooden box. That's called ark. Ark, in the ark, there are the stone covenant, the Ten Commandments. Two stones are there. That's called is the covenant, the stone of the covenant. The Tenth Commandment are there. Also, there are a little vase. So the bread, you know, manna, is there too. So that kind of the style. So the Lord dwell in the dark cloud because the David the king, he brought the ark into Jerusalem. So David the king covered the ark under the curtain. So the Bible says Samuel, the second Samuel chapter 7 verse 2 says that the king, the David king, said to Nathan the prophet, see now I dwell in house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside the tent curtains. So the ark of God, the ark is a square box, the ark of God dwells inside the tent curtains. There is a dark side. So right here, Solomon talks about the Lord said he would dwell in the dark cloud over there. Then tabernacle was in Gibeon. The first Kings chapter 3, verse 4, the city of Gibeon. Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. So right now, Solomon built a huge temple of a house in Jerusalem. So just before Solomon building the temple of God in Jerusalem, the tabernacle was located in Gibeon city, the suburban city of Jerusalem. But Ark was located in the curtain, in the tent curtains there. But right now, Solomon could bring Ark into new building, new temple of the Lord. You know, inside, then is no longer they could use, you know, the movable tent kind of a tabernacle. Then verse 2 said, I have surely built you an exalted house. So Solomon the king built God exalted house. Huge, beautiful, the house of God, like a temple. And a place for you to dwell in forever. So the Solomon prepared an ark put into the holy, the most holy places in the new building. Then Solomon delivered sermon to the Israel people, because Solomon king. Then verse 3 said, the king turned around and blessed the whole assembly of Israel. So basically, the Solomon first looked at heaven, said, the Lord said, you would dwell in the dark cloud. I have surely built you, you standing for God, an exalted house, and a place for you to dwell in forever. Then Solomon, king, turned around before the public, before the audience, blessed the whole assembly of Israel. So Solomon gave a blessing to the public, Israel people. While all the assembly of Israel was standing. So that moment the public were standing, so looking at the Solomon the king. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. So Solomon, worshiping God, Solomon said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. So Solomon blessed God, you know, as well. That is worship. So when our Christian life itself should be worship to the Lord. So here, blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, who has fulfilled with his hands, means God's hands, what he spoke with his mouth to my father David, saying, since the day that I brought my people out of the land of Egypt. Basically, Solomon giving sermon to Israel people, so how God delivered Israel people from Egypt. So in Egypt, Israel people worked there as slaves. So here he talks about Solomon delivered Israel people out of the land of Egypt. I have chosen no city. So until now, God did not choose any capital city where the house of God dwelt. So God did not choose any city from any tribe of Israel in which to build a house, to build the temple of God. Then my name might be there, nor did I choose any man to be a ruler of my people Israel. Until God chose David the king to rule over Israel, so God never chose. So first time God chose Saul, the Benjamin tribe. Saul, but the Saul disobeyed God. So God chose David, the Solomon's father, as the ruler of Israel people. So basically Solomon delivered sermon to the public like a testimony. How God has led Israel people. He talked about Exodus. God never chose the capital city where the temple of the Lord dwelt until Solomon chose the capital city, Jerusalem. There, also, God did not choose the ruler of Israel people until David the king was chosen. Yet, I have chosen Jerusalem. So Solomon, God said, I standing for God. God said, I have chosen Jerusalem, then my name may be there. So God's name, Jehovah, is there in Jerusalem. And I have chosen David to be over my people, Israel. So God ordained David to be ruler of Israel. Now it was in the heart of my father David to build a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. So when David moved into Jerusalem city, so he resided in the beautiful palace, but he saw the ark located in the curtain, tent curtain. So that time David got a broken heart. He wanted to build the temple. So that's what I'm talking about. It was in the heart of my father David to build a temple. So this is a heart to talk about David's heart to build a temple. But the Lord said to my father David, whereas it was in your heart to build a heart, the temple for my name, you did well in that it was in your heart. God recognized, God acknowledged David's heart to build God's temple. But God did not allow him to deliver David's heart to build a temple up to his son Solomon the king. So right here, verse 9, talking about it too. So always the God's ministry really focus on heart, whether or not your heart really dedicated to God. So God is using the people who are dedicated heartily to the Lord. We know that Solomon committed a lot of sins. David committed a lot of wrongdoing. Like David, murdered his soldier Uriah. So-called first-degree murder. So David commit that. But David always his heart toward God. He repented his sin with fasting too. So God's the ministry really focus on heart, upright heart to God. So whether or not your heart is upright to God, or whether or not your heart is after God. So this one already God, to see that. So we know that David sometimes were wrong, but many bad sins, but David's heart basically was towards God. Psalm chapter 51, verse 10, David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. So David asked God, create in me a clean heart. So disciple also, he said, I am a wretched person. With my mind, I am seeking for the law of God, but with flesh, the law of sin. So I am wretched a man. So he confessed too. So likewise, disciple Paul, David really tried to raise a God, that kind of heart. So that's why Acts chapter 13, verse 22, God said, David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. So God acknowledged David's heart really after my own heart. David's heart really after my own heart, which meaning David's heart really pursuing the seeking for God's heart, God's will. So this is a key issue. So our Christian life always toward God, that's important. So here the Solomon talk about David's heart. Then nevertheless, you shall not build the temple. You standing for David. David shall not build the temple, but your son who is the Solomon, Solomon who will come from your body, he shall build the temple for my name. So that's why Solomon built the temple of God for God's name. So the Lord has fulfilled his word which he spoke. So right now, the Solomon just built the temple of the house. So Solomon explained how Lord faithfully kept his word. So right now, God has fulfilled God's word right now. Why? Because right now, the temple of God was built right now. And I have filled the position of my father David and sit on the throne of Israel. So right now, the Solomon the king sit on the throne of Israel. As the Lord promised, and I have built the temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. So basically, Solomon is preaching sermons to Israel people about the dedication of the temple of the house. So basically, God promised to David the king, David's son, your son, would build the temple of the Lord. So God had promised right now, so his promise is fulfilled right now, because right now new temple of Solomon is built here. And there I have put the ark. Ark is already ark. We talked about the square box. Ark, you know, inside is the covenant of the Lord. Covenant who received it? Moses received it from God. You know, the tenth commandment over there. Covenant of the Lord, which he made with the children of Israel, right there. So verse after verse 11, Solomon delivered a sermon to Israel people. Basically how God led Israel people from Egypt. Then God did not decide a particular city where the God dwell in the temple of the Lord until right now, to Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem. So secondly, God did not decide permanently the ruler of Israel until God chose David coming from Judah. Then Solomon's public prayer right here, verse 12 and up to 17. We can see Solomon's public prayer looks like that. You know, Solomon's public prayer like that. Like that. Just kneel down and just raise a hand. This kind of two form, you know, you can see, you know, in this Israel. This one is, just think about that. Israel dynasty. Dynasty which meaning one king controlled all the Israel people. So among the people, the king has the highest position. But the highest position ruler knelt down, raise your hand to heaven. So it's standing for the Solomon's submission to the Lord. Also Solomon's humility before the Lord. So also the number three, Solomon's the holy fear to the Lord. So this kind of attitude come from Solomon's heart. So Solomon, even if he is the king of Israel people, before God the Father, the Creator, he submitted to God the Father. Also, he had holy fear to God the Father. He gave the obedience. So he recognized God's sovereignty. God has superior power to Solomon. So that actually we can see. So right now we can see Solomon's prayer content. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord. Altar is a sacrificial place in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, also all the people of Israel, and spread out his hands. Spread out his hands as I already show you. For Solomon had made a branch platform 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits height. So that is 7.5 feet square and 4.5 feet high. Certain kind of platform, like a podium, he stand up there. So 7.5 feet square, 4.5 feet high, so over there, and had set it in the midst of the court, and he stood on it, knelt down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hand toward the heaven, like that, to heaven, so over there, on the platform. So the assembly, the people see the king knelt down on the platform, 7.5 feet square, 4.5 feet high, so they can see Solomon knelt down and spread out his hands to heaven. This is a prayer, the gesture. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on earth like you. So basically, only one God exists in the universe, in heaven or on the earth. This is the prayer essence of worship. So whenever you pray to God the Father, first requirement to worship. Worship, which meaning praise God or glorification God. So right here, acknowledge there is no God in heaven or on earth like you. Only God the Father is a creator. This kind of worship. So whenever you pray, your prayer content should include worship. Then, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants who work before you with all their heart. Right here, there is one conditional God's promise. God, the giver, mercy. How? Before you with all their heart. So you working or you live with all your heart before God. And then God keep the promise, your covenant, God's covenant. So basically, full heart you dedicated to the law, or with full heart you live for God, God will give you mercy. This is the first conditional promise. Then you have kept what you promised your servant David, my father. You have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hand, means God's hand, as it is this day until now. Therefore, Lord God of Israel, now keep what you promised your servant David, my father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel. Only if, right here, second conditional promise, only if your sons meaning David's sons, so Solomon also David's son, so Solomon's son is David's son, basically your sons meaning the David's descendants, your sons take heed to their way, they work in my law meaning in God's word or God's law, as you have worked before me. Right here, the second conditional. So you keep God's word, then God will prolong your the kingship forever. Will not fail your kingship. This is a conditional promise. But in historically, because Solomon's descendant, the last name, the Jeconiah or Coniah. That is the Judah kings, the 18th. The last bloodline king's name is Jeconiah, Coniah. The God said, Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 28, because Jeconiah, the idol worshiper, he worshiped not only God the Father, but also other pagan gods. That's why Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 28 through 30 said, Jeremiah is the prophet. Is this man Coniah? Coniah is Jeconiah or Coniah, same guy. Coniah, a despised or a cursed, broken idol, a vessel in which is no pleasure. Why are they cast out? He and his descendants and cast into a land which they do not know, or earth. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as a childless. So Coniah's sons could not take a kingship at all. The Jeremiah prophesied. Jeremiah delivered God's word right here. A man who shall not prosper in his days, for none of his descendants or his sons shall prosper, sitting on the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah. So basically cursed the sons of David or the sons of Solomon, stopped right here. So, we see Solomon's sons could not take the kingship any longer. So that's why Jesus Christ did not come from Solomon's bloodline at all. Jesus Christ coming from Solomon's elder brother, Nathan. So we can see the First Chronicle chapter 3, verse 5. And these were born to him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, Soba, Nathan, and Solomon, for by Bethshusha, the daughter of Amiel. So Uriah's wife's name is Bathsheba. Bathsheba had four sons. One is Solomon, the other one Nathan, and Soba, Shimeah. So Solomon's son right here, Konya, is cursed. So no longer your descendant shall take kingship. So right here. So not Solomon line, but the Nathan line, we can see Luke chapter 3, verse 31, Mary, Virgin Mary. Mary is Jesus Christ's mother. Mary, son of Melia, son of Menon, son of Metzatar, the son of Nathan, and the son of David. So David's son, Nathan, through Nathan, Mary came from Nathan. So Nathan coming from David. So, but no Solomon. So we can see that Joseph come from Solomon, but Joseph is not Jesus Christ's natural father, legal father. Joseph is a legal father. So, not, you know, natural father. Jesus Christ's natural father is God the Father, because the Virgin Mary is conceived by the Spirit of God. So, right here, that's why we can see this particular condition is not satisfied by Solomon's son, Konya, or Chekoniah. So therefore, the Solomon's sons could not take the kingship forever. So, but Jesus Christ has the kingship forever. So the last and today and tomorrow. But we can see Jesus Christ coming from David and Nathan and Mary coming there. Not, you know, David through Solomon, right? No. The deadline is Joseph's legal father. We see in the genealogy, the Luke and Matthew, you know, together. And now, O Lord God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant David. So let's see each question. In verse 8, your heart, what heart is God talking about? Your heart is David's heart. David's heart to build the temple of God. They're talking about. Question 2. What are the forms and contents in Solomon's public prayer? Verse 12 through 17. First of all, the forms like raise your hand, and the second, the knelt down. That form indicating we can see Solomon's submission to God. Also, Solomon acknowledged God's sovereignty above earthly ruler, earthly king. The thirdly, the Solomon's recognized holy fear to God. So we can see. So also, what the content of Solomon's public prayer? First of all, worship. Whatever your prayer, your content should include number one, worship God. Number two, petition. So right here is a petition is basically our my, you know, kingship, you know, will be forever only if my sons or the great son and great great descendant, my descendant keep the word of God, the God's law, you know, that kind of remind that. So that kind of the petition to God the Father. But unfortunately, the Solomon's descendant, Konya, did not follow God's law, did not care at the word of God. So that's why the Konya, the descendant, could not take a kingship, you know, any longer. So that's in reality. So that one. Also, the last question in the text: how many conditional promises are there? What are they? First, verse 14: any servant, if you work before God with all our hearts, so God will give mercy. Also, God will keep His promise. So, no matter God's word, with all your heart, you keep God's word, then God will give mercy, blessing to you. That's the first conditional the promise. The second conditional promise to the Solomon, your sons, Solomon's sons, take heed to their ways that work in my law, God's law, then you shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel. You shall never lose your kingship of Israel. But unfortunately, Solomon lost the kingship too. Okay, let's sing song all together. Last song, then we'll pray all together the Lord's Prayer. Last song, page 36, number 6. Can you help her, Dan? Right here, just a free song school. Yeah, thank you.